BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One.
Two. Let's go.
Scott Mills. I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Today's Scott Mills Daily includes a full-on 100% pop emergency. Dua Lipa is serving us with a new tune. We hear the brand new track, we talk about the new album, and we find out what a Dua Lipa isolation is really like. Also, some of you that just want to say a simple thank you. And the quiz where you're not allowed to use the internet, use your brain, don't look it up.
Mate, I just said we were doing a family pub quiz last night, first attempt, and then you were like, oh, okay, cool, how'd you do that? I said, house party, and I think you thought for a second that I had everyone round at mine.
I was did
like,
for
I
a
had
minute.
My mum and dad on the sofa.
I was like, are you not listening?
And you got really angry at me. I'm like, no.
I know.
It was the app. However, gave it a go. I know a lot of people are doing this. My brother-in-law, who's a teacher, was hosting the quiz, but went into full-on teacher mode with it.
Oh, and really?
I feel good for it, because it was his little outlet. You know, I actually got told off at one point.
Oh, were you at the back of the class being naughty?
Oh, I hadn't muted my mic, you know, and I was talking too much. Wiping away? All
sorry,
good?
Just doing my hand.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dua Lipa's just put on her social channels that she's going to be on with us in 5 minutes, and most of the replies just say, Queen, in capitals. That was Benet and Gus Dapperton with Super Lonely. Yes, Dua Lipa's on next! In such a short space of time, so many bangers. Despite not even being released yet, the album Future Nostalgia is charting in 90 countries. Currently the second most streamed artist in the world. So, if you're a Dua fan, you will know she has brought everything forward. In these dark times, we just need a bit of good pop, and that's what she is serving to us. So we're going to play the new track, which is called Break My Heart. And then Everything Happens Tomorrow. We're getting the music video. Have you watched the video yet? We've been sent it on a secure link.
Oh, no.
Right, we need to be quick because we've been challenged by her management to learn the dance moves to the chorus by the time we speak to Dua.
Oh, right.
And that's
so we've got minutes.
That's in, 4 minutes from now. Brand new Dua Lipa coming up. Break My Heart is the tune, and we will speak to her next on Radio 1.
BBC.
Got vertigo falling down.
I mean, oh my gosh, what a back catalogue already, Dua Lipa.
Scott, that was so sweet of you to do, because I quite enjoyed that. That really made me happy.
Does it make you feel like...
I hadn't heard some of those songs in a little while.
Yeah, but it's mad. It's song after song after song after song.
Like, it's relentless.
Thank you.
In a
we
good
try.
Way.
Yeah. We try.
Yeah. Where are you at the moment? Let me guess. Are you maybe isolating?
I am isolating in London.
Okay.
Are you in the studio?
We are in the studio. Yep, we are in the studio.
All keeping a safe distance, I hope.
Yeah, me and Chris at least 2 metres apart right now.
Good.
So I'm about to play the new track, third single from the second album. And, right, everything is being cancelled right now. Gigs, theatre productions, cinemas have all stopped. But then there's no stopping you. You have brought everything forward. The album's supposed to come out next week, but you brought it forward to tomorrow. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, I guess some things just happen for a reason. And, you know, sometimes some things are out of my control. And yeah. I just decided to put it out sooner rather than later.
That's really cool. I like the idea that what you're just trying to do is get control of something that you can control in your life, and for you it's putting out music, so why not?
Yeah, and you know, I made this record because it it took me away from all the anxiety and the pressures of making the second record. And I just wanted to make something that was really fun. And I really hope that this album just kind of gives people an opportunity to, you know, not really think about what's going on outside and just enjoy the music. And I hope it just, you know, makes people want to have fun and dance even in the comfort of their own homes.
Times like these is when I lose myself in pop music, and that's what I'm about to do. There is not one single bad track on this album.
Wow. Thank you.
Not one.
So many people want to hear this song, Scott.
I know, sorry, I'm just chatting away.
So many people.
By the way, right, so this is mad. I didn't even know this was a thing. Future Nostalgia is currently charting in 90 countries, even though it's not out yet. That's
how?
Mad.
What?
I guess it's pre-order.
Oh, the pre-order?
But,
wow.
And in 33 of those countries, it's top five.
The thirst is real.
Right. People want to hear this. Right, shall I just shut up and play the track? Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Come
on. All right, so this is new Dua Lipa. It's Break My Heart. For the first time on BBC Radio 1, and then we'll chat more. Enjoy.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times.
I've been doing this a while and I still get such a thrill when stuff like this happens. How about you, Dua Lipa?
Oh, that was so much fun. That was the first time that I heard it on the radio and I was dancing the whole way.
Right.
Yeah, it never counts until you hear it on the radio, I reckon.
It's true.
There's so many good messages coming in. Stephen says, beautiful song. The vibe of the 80s is sick. You've been working a bit with Nile Rodgers, right? The guy that produced all of those legendary disco tracks and did loads of stuff like Daft Punk.
We worked together, but we didn't actually end up getting anything on the record.
Oh, awkward.
But, you know, obviously I'm such a fan of his work and I know, you know, one day that we'll definitely do something together.
Yeah, so the album, as I said, charting in 90 countries, no pressure. Apart from bringing out this song and also bringing the album forward, oh, the video's just released as well, that's out.
Yes.
Have you been doing anything productive during isolation? Because it's not like you to not be working. Take up a new hobby.
Do you know what? I'm trying to get really good at live streaming.
Why not?
No, I've only done a couple, but I'm really, I can't, I don't know, it just feels like FaceTime to me, but I don't know, I've been trying to draw, but I have no patience for it, and then I've just been reading and catching up on really episodes and series that I haven't
had the
chance to watch.
What are you watching?
I watched this series called The Outsider, which
okay.
is really good, and then The Night Of with Riz Ahmed, that's like a 2000
series. See, that was a while brilliant. Ago, that, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was a while ago, but I hadn't seen it. So, and I was it was like on my list of things to watch. Yeah.
A lot of people are doing that, though. Like, stuff that was big at the time. It's like, what's that one that everyone was obsessed with last year, Scott? The Line of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many old series of that people won't have seen.
I'm starting that from series
I don't know
one.
That one.
Yeah, that's yeah. 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's quite
oh, my
mad,
goodness.
Isn't it?
It's quite weird when you watch it now because, obviously, 8 years ago, quite a while ago, everyone's got flip phones.
Well, Spooks is even worse for that. If you're just starting Spooks, the technology is old. It's like massive computers.
Yeah. Listen, I'm wishing the very best of luck. There's loads of people that obviously couldn't come and see you on the tour cause cancelled, but I'm sure that everything's going to be rectified.
It's been postponed. So I think, you know, when we've all healed and hopefully, you know, we can come out and celebrate, you know.
Exactly.
I think
it's stronger.
It's all, you know, it's a small sacrifice that we have to make sure that everybody's healthy and safe.
Totally.
So, you know, when the time is right, we'll all get together and we'll dance and hopefully I'll get to just pick up where I left off.
Yes, we will. And yes, you will. If you need a new hobby, by the way, a lot of people are doing it. And I noticed some knitting, some balls of wool arrived in my house this morning. Knitting is the way to go.
Okay.
Apparently really all relaxing. Right. Anyway, Dua Lipa, thanks for speaking to me.
Thanks so much, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, this is about 6 months ago, where Cheryl, Girls Aloud, icon, came into Radio 1, and we told her that we had her biggest fan on the phone, a guy called Steve. As you'll know, if you're a regular listener, that's actually Chris in a room not far away. She doesn't know that. And we do a quiz about Cheryl, only Chris, Steve, has got all the answers written down, so he sounds like the biggest fan in the world. Cheryl, we do this thing with super fans and pop stars, so we've got a quiz here all about you, and we're going to meet your super fan now.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Hello.
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 Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, you're through to Cheryl.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Cheryl, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Little bit nervous.
Oh, no, nothing to be nervous of.
How long have you been a fan of Cheryl for, Steve?
Since 2002, Pop Stars The Rivals.
Day one.
Wow, back then, right?
That's amazing.
I always liked Girls Aloud better than One True Voice.
Yeah, me
well, so
too.
Did everyone else.
They were offensive.
What was their song?
It was Sacred Trust.
Oh,
there you go. Steve knows.
All right, so what we're going to do is I've got a series of questions here about Cheryl. So they're all about you. What happens is when you know the answer, you each shout out your name. So if you know the answer, you shout.
Right, Cheryl.
And Steve, you shout.
Steve.
That's right.
I'm going to win.
Well, I hope so, because it is about you. But Steve
knows.
Pardon?
I think I'm going to win.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's find out, shall we? Are you ready, Steve?
Steve, yes.
No, you don't. You only say Steve when you know the answer to the question, all right?
Now?
No, well, I'll ask the questions, and then you... Like, when you know the answer, you say Steve. Okay? All right, let's just do the quiz. Here we go. Cheryl famously goes by her first name, but what's her middle name?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Cheryl was first.
Anne.
Is correct. Oh, Steve, you've got to be fast. Okay, next question. What was Cheryl's first number one solo single?
Steve.
Yes?
Fight for This Love.
Is correct. One to Cheryl, one to Steve. What breed of animal is Cheryl's beloved pet Buster?
Cheryl.
Steve.
I'll let you have it, Cheryl.
Chihuahua.
Steve. I think I was first.
Okay. No, I think it was Cheryl myself.
Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Gay.
Pardon? Did you say gay?
Is that gay?
Is your pet gay?
I think so, but I don't know how you know that.
Next question. How many days is it to Cheryl's birthday?
Steve.
Yes.
Steve, 25.
It is, actually.
Is it?
That's right.
Okay. How many solo UK number ones has Cheryl had so far?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Yes.
5.
For a bonus point, name them.
Steve.
Okay.
Steve, Fight for This Love. Steve, Promise This. Steve, Call My Name. Steve, yes. Crazy Stupid Love. Steve, I Don't Care. 5.
That's 5, correct.
Well done.
In 2009, which Girls Aloud member won FHM World Sexiest Women?
Steve.
Yes?
Nadine.
The answer was Cheryl, actually. Steve. It was Cheryl. That was wrong. All right, next question. Cheryl has quite a sweet tooth. What's her favourite chocolate bar with a coffee?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Curly Whirly.
Yeah.
Correct. Which X Factor finalist and UK super duo owe their whole career to Cheryl's mentoring in 2012?
Steve.
Go on.
Reggie and Bolly.
2012?
Yeah.
No.
I think it was.
They were 2015, no?
I don't know. It says 12, but you probably know better than me. When did Cheryl release her first solo album, Three Words?
Cheryl.
Steve.
2009.
Cheryl's right.
Yeah, she was. What was Cheryl's biggest musical inspiration as a teenager?
Cheryl.
Steve.
Beyonce.
Oh.
Oh. What were you going to say, Steve?
Britney.
And your answer was Beyonce?
Yeah. I do love them both, though. Mm.
But you're more Beyonce.
Yeah.
What was the first...
Hello? Steve.
Yes?
Britney Spears.
This is a window.
Oh, my God.
Steve.
Yes?
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. We're not laughing. Okay, we just want to get through the quiz, Steve.
It was Beyonce.
Right. What was the first ever TV advert that Cheryl did?
Ooh. Steve.
I don't know.
Go on.
British Gas.
It actually was. I was about six.
You were six? How do you know that, Steve? And the last question. What was the first concert that Cheryl ever attended?
Steve.
Yes.
Steps.
No, I've never been to Steps.
Smash It. Yes, Steve?
Steps.
I don't...
Steve.
Smash It.
At the end of that, Steve got 7 points, superfan Steve. Cheryl, 5 points.
Steve wins.
Well done, Steve.
Well done, Steve.
I need to tell you something.
There isn't
anyone called Steve. It's Chris that works on my show.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. I'm actually...
That was the funniest thing for some time.
He did well. I actually believed it.
Right, because I have to sit...
I'm boiling hot, guys.
So am I. I'm really sweating.
I was starting to feel bad for laughing.
I've got a real sweat. But, like,
Where is he?
He's just next door.
Oh,
what a sense of relief. I know. When Anne-Marie did it, she was actually on the floor and dragged the microphone with her. She couldn't cope. Because I know I have to sit through all the awkward silences. It's the worst. But you were brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Chris?
Thanks, Chris.
I'm so sorry.
I'm very, very relieved that there is nobody called Steve. I was really
at one point, I was close to wetting myself. That's how.
Oh, God.
Were you also cracking up?
I couldn't deal with it.
That
was so good. Cheryl, that's the real superfan Steve. It's just Chris who works on the show.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you. It was so good.
I was thinking this is going to be unplayable. This interview.
Scott Mills. Nothing, and I mean nothing, will stop us doing the Who game. A chance for you to get a throwback out of your system and then give it a massive Who! Chris, you got some for me?
I'm ready.
I am so ready, and we've got a bunch of callers also ready. We'll go round and around and around until someone messes it up and can't think of another one, or until the timer goes. Let's play. Okay, can I go first?
Yeah, of course.
Calling the police, the plod. Who! You like that?
Yeah, great Who. Computers for schools vouchers at the supermarket. Ho!
Line one, who's that?
Hi, it's Danny.
Where are you, Danny?
Cardiff.
Go on then.
Okay, signing people's cars. Ho!
Great one.
Do you remember when, like, you weren't anyone unless you had a broken leg, but your cast was, like, you couldn't see the white anymore because it was all filled with signatures?
But then also, you couldn't really stop anyone from doing the old, on your cast there.
The willy there?
Yeah.
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 Immature, but really still
good. It was always on there.
Line two, who's that?
Hi, Scott, it's Becky.
Hey, Becky, where are you?
I am in Belfast.
Go on, then.
Bringing your iPod dog to a party. Hey!
I was in a hotel recently and they still had that, you know, the old thin iPod docks.
Yeah.
Change it, replace it. Line three, who's that?
Hello.
No. Here he is. It's
Hello.
Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, how's it going?
Yes, good. How are you?
Self isolating. Like everyone should be, I hope.
Yeah, they are. Well, yeah. They should be. All right, Mike, what have you got for us?
Okay, here we go. Is that a rocket in your pocket, or are you pleased to see me?
Oh, Mike. We need Mike in times like this.
Yeah.
Pain by check. was having a little clear out the other day because bored. Found a checkbook.
Did you?
Yeah. And it's a left-handed one. Extra who points because I'm left-handed. Yes?
Toadfish from Neighbours.
Wasn't he mentioned in This Country the other day?
Yes, yes. That's probably what's drugged it.
Carrie's like, I really liked him on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, because when they were sat at the train station, saying that he's actually a horrible person. Yeah.
Danny,
purity rings.
Who started them? The Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers, yeah.
Becky.
Andy, the Ben Man from X Factor.
Then went on to represent the UK at Eurovision. Andy, the Bin Man.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yeah. Mike.
Brookside.
Oh, Channel 4 soap opera there. Wow. Thanks, Mike, for that contribution. OK, we'll get back to the Who game next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's play again. Asking a celebrity for an autograph. Although there is a select few people outside Radio 1 sometimes. They're a bit older. They don't even want selfies. They just want you to sign the photo.
Mm.
But asking a celebrity for an autograph doesn't really happen anymore.
No.
Shame.
I can't remember if I've done this one. We're going to throw her out there again. Cat Bin Lady.
I don't care if you have. I do remember her, yeah. Oh, do you remember her there on the CCTV?
Cat in the bin.
Yeah. Danny.
Motorola Pebble flip phones.
Becky.
Brian McFadden being married to Kerry Katona.
Yeah, they had children and everything. Mike.
They've been at it like rabbits.
Okay. Racing through this today. I'm going to go for Yanni or Laurel.
Great one. That's a great one.
Okay, there goes the timer. Chris!
Oh, David Cameron. Remember him?
Can we find that clip of him when they were in his kitchen once and he was saying that the best bit of chicken is the thigh and not the breast? And he was doing some cooking, I think. Well, they interviewed him in his kitchen for some reason. And he said, I like the thighs because they're more succulent. Let's try and find that. Danny!
Crazy Frog!
No need. Wouldn't happen now. Becky, are you okay?
Yeah.
What have you got?
Excuse me. Microsoft and Carta.
Mike!
Who's the father? The milkman?
Gillian McKeith fainting on I'm a Celebrity.
Let's get Bob in. Bob.
Okay, bring the oxygen in, please.
Yes, Chris?
Lentils.
Having a resurgence at the moment, actually.
True that.
And chickpeas. Danny!
Camcorders.
Becky!
No conferring!
No conferring yet. Mike?
Dolby Quadraphonic Surround Sound!
Catch me outside, how about that? And that's it, that's the end of the Who game. Guys, thanks so much for taking part today. If you want to be in a future Who game, if you've got loads of good ones, 81199. Thanks everyone for playing along.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Scott.
What are you saying, Mike?
2 metres!
2 metres.
Say that again.
2 metres, everyone!
Two metres! 2 metres!
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Ellie.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Talk me through your day.
I'm usually a cake artist at home, and I listen to you every day. But today I'm homeschooling, and my husband's set up in my cake studio for his office. So
you're a cake artist?
Mad. Yes.
Fantastic. Hi. Oh, hello. Oh. Hiya.
I'm sorry, that's my little one.
It's okay. Hiya.
Hello.
Like,
I think we should
China.
Do this more on bangers as well. We should get some more families involved that are all about, because everyone's in one house at the moment, aren't they? It might be a nice thing to do. Get different members of the family on and stuff. But you're making all work, so your husband's able to work from, did you say it was like a little cake studio?
Yeah, I have a studio. Yeah, my garage. I've converted it into a cake decorating studio.
Basic question, what's the best one you think you've ever made? Because this is not just making cakes, this is like works of art.
I made a life-size pair of Kinky Boots for the cast of Kinky Boots the musical.
I wonder what you're going to say there, but good.
Life-size as well. God, how long did that take?
36 hours straight.
And where are you based?
In Norfolk.
Okay. Yeah, isn't the problem with cake art that you've got to work so quickly just because then the cakes go off?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very short period of time.
It's a real skill, that. I'm not sure I could be bothered. Attention to detail, that's not me.
Yeah, if you went on the Bake Off, serious question, when you watched that show, do you think you could do better than most people that go on it?
Cakes, yes, I could. Bread, absolutely not.
Okay. I think unfair advantage. Would you ever enter anything like that, or do you know you'd just smash it and it's not fair on the others?
I don't think you're allowed, if you make cakes for a living, to go on it, but I'd give it a go.
But then don't they need to do that? Surely isn't that the gap? You know where MasterChef lets amateur cooks go in, and then obviously brilliant chefs. Don't they need to do that with Bake Off as well? They need to get like an elite level Bake Off.
Yeah, absolutely should.
Yeah, they should do like the top tier.
You know what I mean? Like, like major bakers, get Kipling involved and everything.
I was obsessed. You know that show Cake Boss?
Yes.
Oh my God, the American one. So, I mean, I love it so much. I've not watched it for a while, but they are amazing cakes. Anyway, from cakes to bangers, here's what I've got for you. Is it too late now to say sorry? My one is Justin Bieber this hour, Sorry.
Banger.
All right, Ellie, you can have that. Or my banger choice today is this. And I think, as far as feel-good songs go, I don't know many better than this. This is Zedd and Foxes, and the song is called Clarity.
This is a good one. I think we all need a bit of cheering up and a bit of a belt out.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to have to choose Chris.
Oh,
go on, Ellie.
Okay. What's your little one's name?
I've got Dexter and Blake.
Dexter, Blake, and the whole family, this is for you.
What is Britishness? Fish and chips? Footy? A good cup of tea? I'm Zing Zing, and I've lived in the UK for 15 years. Now I'm deciding if I should give up being a Singaporean citizen to become one here.
I feel like I'm at home when I'm walking around and people are speaking 27 different languages.
But can the people of Britain help me make up my mind?
You're here and you live here and you're as Britishy as anyone.
United Zingdom, a new podcast. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Exists, Bake Off the Professionals. How do I not know that?
Wasn't aware of that. Is it called Creme de la Creme?
Or is that a different one? There's loads of different formats. Alex in Cheshire says, with you on Cake Boss, that inspired me to start baking. I even went to their bakery in New Jersey and now is a cake artist, a fellow cake artist.
Cake Boss. You see, whenever you say Cake Boss, I think of the other cake video. I don't know why. Just no, Cake Boss.
That's the other one, yeah. When I went to Vegas, I went to the Cake Boss shop and there's literally a queue out the door. Like 24/7. Ridiculous. You might see Buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like he's like the master baker.
Ah.
Caitlin in Glasgow. Different judges on Bake Off Professionals, but it's not as good. I need to see that. Okay, fair that was. Zedd and Gravity winning this hour on Bangers.
Scott Mills.
And we're getting a lot of people who want to say thank you. Because it's that time. It's a weird time at the moment. Laurie from Wolverhampton says, thanks to you both and all the Radio 1 people for keeping us going and keeping our spirits lifted. Can I shout out to those who have helped me, as I'm a single mum of three kids with asthma, so with no family help other than my sister. It's been pretty hard.
Oh, stressful.
Can you shout to my sister Rachel for getting my food, and my neighbours Dot, Rachel and James, and Sean for the free help? I can't thank them all enough, so thanks, guys.
Becky wants to say thank you to her friends Lee, Lucy and Caroline, who join her for an amazing garden party. She says, we're all in our own separate gardens, listening to Radio 1, having a couple of drinks and chatting via our phones. Nice to know we're all there for each other.
And Sophie, you've got a thank you, haven't you? Who's yours to?
It is to my boyfriend, Joe.
OK, so tell me about Joe.
So me and Joe met about 3 years ago. We had known each other for about a month. And after that, I was actually involved in the Manchester bombing that happened in 2017.
Right.
So, yeah, we'd only known each other a month, and he was absolutely incredible.
What a mad thing, you know, after only a month together.
I know.
And was he brilliant?
He was. He was so supportive. He, you know, really helped me through, like, the most difficult time that, you know, anyone could ever imagine to go through.
How was he so great?
I decided that I needed to go to therapy about 10 months after it happened. And he, you know, made it possible for me to go. He would drop me off. He would pick me up. He would support me in any way, shape or form that he could. There was quite a lot of sleepless nights, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he would stay up with me. He would talk to me. He would just do anything that would make it easier.
What a top guy. And so it sounds like he was really supportive of you, and it must have been quite difficult at times for him as well, I imagine, thinking of things from his side. I know it seems odd thinking of it from his side after what you've been through, but it sounds like he would have taken on quite a bit there as well.
Oh, God, yeah, of course. Obviously, there was things that I was telling him that obviously no one would ever want to hear. So he coped with it so well and just made the whole period of time so much easier for me, but not only for me, for my family as well, because obviously they were going through a lot. They were having to look after me and support me as well. So to have that extra bit of support system was just so crucial in me recovering from it.
Getting through something like that mentally is not a quick process.
No. And to be honest, I don't think it's something that you ever completely recover from.
No.
But you can just learn, obviously, to live with it and to cope with it and to get on with daily life as best as you can.
So you've been going out with Joe a while now. I take it, is it tricky in these kind of times to see each other?
It is, yeah. At the moment, we don't currently live together. So I'm obviously self-isolating in my house and he's self-isolating in his house. I probably won't be seeing him for another month now because he's also classed as high risk. That's our current situation.
Yeah, you must be missing him.
Yeah.
Because he's always been around for a while.
Yeah. Well, for 3 years, yeah. This is probably the longest we've ever spent apart.
And not only has he been around, he's been really around for you when you needed a lot of reassurance and help.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No doubt he misses you as well. This is dead sweet then. So you want to say, what, you want to say a little just kind of thank you to him?
Yeah, tell us what you want to say.
Yeah, I want to say a massive thank you to him. He has completely changed my life, really. I don't know what I would have done after the event that happened in 2017 if he wasn't there, to be honest.
See, how sweet is this? This is exactly what you said, Scott. It's this kind of time that everyone can take a moment, if you're lucky enough to have families and good friends and stuff like that around you, to just look around and be really grateful for those people. And especially times like this are hard when you've got to have a bit of distance from those that you really, really care for. But also, if there is a tiny bit of a positive from it, it really makes you realise, not that you take people for granted, but just how much they play a part in your life and you play a part in theirs. And that's kind of what I imagine you're feeling right now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Well, we've all got to take the positives out of this situation because, you know, we're all in exactly the same boat. And the only way that we are all going to get through this together is to be positive and to make the most out of the situation. I also just want to say a massive, massive thank you to my sister, who was doing amazing work in the NHS. you know, she's working so hard. And also, my mum is a support worker, so a massive thank you to those two as well.
Wow. You've got quite a family there, haven't you?
You've got an incredible yeah, family. Incredible family.
Amazing. The thing is, what you said is right. Like, this can affect absolutely everybody, as we've found out in the last few days. And what it has done is made us all stop, because we've had to. And when you stop, you think, and I think a lot of people are thinking the way you are at the moment and just thinking, actually, I want to say thank you to this person.
Yeah.
Well, Sophie, it's so good getting you on just to maybe give you that little outlet there to be able to do so. And, you know, hopefully your boyfriend, his name's Joe, right?
Joe.
Hopefully he's listening to this right now, and Joe from us, we should say, you sound like an absolute top bloke.
Top bloke.
And
it'll be made up you've said that, he loves the show as well.
Ordinarily, you'd be the kind of person to be like, oh, it'd be great to buy you a drink at some point, but at the very least, it would just be great to say, hope you're good, Joe. And yeah, Sophie, thank you so much for getting in touch with the show.
Can I just say, I really, really hope that everyone who is struggling at the minute is really looking after themselves, and you know, it's so important to check in with our mental health during these times when, you know, all we're going to be looking at is the same four walls for the next at least 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's pretty tough, especially for, I mean, it's tough for everyone, but especially people that do struggle with their mental health. This is a hard time.
You are right, Sophie.
So I just hope that, you know, everyone's looking after themselves.
Well said. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much. Scott
Mills. All right, it's time for what is becoming a lot of people's highlight of their day. Don't look it up. It's head-to-head in a quiz situation. We do want you to play along at home against each other. We do not want you to look it up. There is no cheating here at all. Tell me, who are you playing against today and what are you playing for? There's Jennifer playing along via WhatsApp. Her and Dad in a tractor and Mum and Sister at home. Also, we've got Abby in Preston playing with her mum in the garden, enjoying the sun. Mum is making tea if she loses. Chloe in Aberdeen says, this quiz is my highlight of the day. Please, could you give a shout out to my dad, James? We're doing the quiz together through WhatsApp. Good. Let me know who you're playing against.
Hey,
what
at
you're
least
playing for.
It's something to do right now, right? That's what this is all about. Hey, Scott, what are we playing for?
If I win today, can I have something of yours, which I know that you've forgotten about?
Yeah.
So when we did the Lolathon, we got given a very nice massage voucher to say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that it runs out at the end of August. Can I have that off you, please? Because I know that you haven't used it. And it's sitting in your house somewhere.
It was a lovely gift, but yeah, I'm rubbish at using vouchers and things like that. So yeah, if you can find it, you can have it, but you'll have... No, you can't come over and look for it. Okay, I'll have to look for it.
I also can't go to the spa at the moment, but when I can go, yeah. I can have that, yeah?
Okay, and I'll roll over yesterday's thing that I want, because I really want it, that extra large wine glass you've got in your place, like the massive one.
Still in my house, you can have it if you win. Grace from Leicester, her and her boyfriend Matthew... Loser has to do all the washing up, hang out the washing, and change the bed sheets. Rubbish. Okay, there are three rounds. Today's quizmaster once again is the lovely Will. Hi there, Will.
Hi there, Scott.
After each question, we will have 5 seconds to write down each answer. If you get the answer right, you get a point. All making sense, yes?
Yes.
Okay, let's play Don't Look It Up. If you look on your phone, you're a loser.
Yeah, you're only cheating yourself, you loser.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Round one. Could I ask, what's today's round one subject, please?
It's former Radio 1 DJ, Scott.
Okay.
Okay, so former, not current, former Radio 1 DJs. All right. Let's have question one in round one, please.
So Tom in Norwich requested this round. It's a true or false. According to Wikipedia, these celebrities have been Radio 1 DJs. Question one. The face of comic relief Lenny Henry was at one point a Radio 1 DJ, true or false? That's the face of comic relief Lenny Henry was at one point a Radio 1 DJ, true or false?
5 seconds to write it down or send it on WhatsApp if you're playing that way. Here we go. Lenny Henry, ex-Radio 1 DJ, I'm saying true.
I've gone false.
The answer is true.
No.
Three years in the 80s.
Really?
According to Wikipedia.
See, I'm going to be good at this.
Who you reckon? So you were on with him, were you?
No, don't be rude. But you know, I do know a lot about Radio 1, past and present. So let's have the next question, please, as I rack up a point there.
Wake up with Lenny, go home with Mills. Question 2. Wes Butters played a Radio 1 DJ in the film Love Actually.
It's a rainy Christmas Eve all over the UK, and the big question is, who is number one on the Radio 1 chart show tonight? Is it Blue or the unexpected Christmas sensation from Billy Mack?
But was he actually a real-life Radio 1 DJ?
Was he a Radio 1 DJ? Is that what you're saying? Wes Butters?
Yeah.
Okay, 5 seconds. Hi, this is Wes. Was a Radio 1 DJ, yes, he did the chart show.
Yes, I've written true. Yes, Wes Butters, Radio 1 royalty.
It was an excuse to play the clip.
Yeah, good.
Question 3. Wes Butters.
Last seen on the hits. Yes?
Okay, question 3.
Question 3. Alison Hammond had a brief stint as a Radio 1 DJ before she started on This Morning. True?
Or, why laughing?
True or false?
5 seconds. It down. I'm going false.
I've gone false. You actually forget she was on Big Brother.
She was, yeah.
That's where she got famous.
Yeah.
The answer is false.
Yep.
All right.
So you're one. It's
a 2-1 to Scott.
Two one.
I was always going to do well in that round, though.
Always.
Should we have another round?
Yeah.
All right. So let us know how you've done so far. Let's know who you're playing against and what you're playing for as we go into
round two.
What's the subject of round two?
Orange.
Just orange.
Mm-hmm. It's actually 3-2, isn't it?
It's 2-1.
Isn't it 2-1?
Yeah.
All right. Question one. Subject: orange.
How many segments are there in typically in a Terry's chocolate orange? Oh. Closest gets the point.
Sorry, I didn't start the timer. Okay, 5 seconds go. I'm going 22.
I'm going 8.
The answer is 20. Scott gets the point.
Yes!
It's 20?
Yeah, they're little. They're little tiny segments, aren't they?
Are they?
In the chocolate orange.
That small?
Yeah.
In a normal size one?
Yeah. They're little slithers. Okay, question two, round two, the subject, orange.
Which Netflix series is this the opening theme tune for? Animals, the animals,
trap, trap, trap till the cages fall. 5 seconds. Chris?
I've gone Orange is the New Black.
I also have written down Orange is the New Black.
Very good, very good.
Correct.
4-2 to Scott at the moment.
Give yourself a point if you said Orange is the New Black as we move on to Orange. Question 3.
What is this an advert for?
2-for-1 cinema tickets. Any customer, any mate.
5 seconds.
Sacrilege, we haven't done a question about certain orange faces. We'll do that another time.
Orange Wednesday.
Yeah. Orange Wednesday. CC wrote it down.
He wrote it down. It's Orange Wednesday. It's 5-3 to Scott.
Is that James Corden, by the way?
Yeah.
Is it?
5-3 to me. Let us know how you're doing on 81199. 81199. Oh, dear. My boyfriend and I are playing for high stakes. If I win, I get to cut his hair. If he wins, I can't moan about him leaving his clothes anywhere for the rest of the lockdown. High stakes here from everybody. That's from Becky and Martin. Let us know how you're doing so far on Don't Look It Up. And do not look it up on the internet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Matt 0, Grace 3 in their household at the moment.
Zero.
Matt's
going
to have a busy afternoon.
Matt.
0. We've got mum and daughter Lucy playing for Italian delivery food tonight. If mum loses, she's paying. Lucy and Anthony in Manchester. Currently winning, Lucy is, against her husband. If she wins, he washes up and also buys her an Easter egg. Good.
Hello, Abby and Darby, who's feeling a little bit lonely right now, but says this cheering her up a little bit. Self-isolating, isn't it?
Yeah, let's go to round 3. Round three, subject, please.
Guess.
Oh, hang on.
Hello?
Yes?
Guess the year according to the daytime TV moment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to need a bit of luck here.
Oh, okay.
Question one. In which year did a woman marry her dog live on This Morning?
Earlier on in the show, Elizabeth Hoad revealed her love for her dog, Logan. Look at him, he's so handsome. And she agreed to get married to Logan live on This Morning. And
5 seconds.
That's a madness. That is a madness. Brilliant, though.
Brilliant. They have great guests. I always say it. Where do they find them? Okay, I'm going to go, I don't know, 2012.
I've gone 2019.
The answer is 2019.
Come on! What? Back in the game.
Very good.
Okay. All right, question two.
Question two. In what year did Guy Gomer come to the BBC for an interview to be an accountant, but in a case of mistaken identity, end up on the news channel talking about the growth of music streaming?
Do you think now more people will be downloading online?
Actually, if you can go everywhere, you're gonna see a lot of people downloading to the internet and the website, everything they want.
Well blagged there, Guy Gomer. Well blagged.
This could be, I mean, this really could be any.
5 seconds. I'm gonna go 2010.
I've gone 2009.
It was 2006?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No points there, then, eh? Okay, question three, please.
And finally, question three, and if Chris gets this, he brings it back to 5-all. Question three. What year did the sorest loser of all time make his feelings known on Come Dine With
hero.
Me?
You ruined my night completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on. So, Jane, take your money and get off my property.
5 seconds. That's so good.
So good. He's an absolute hero. Shout out if you're listening. I think his name's Peter. I actually watched this live as well. That was the craziest thing of all. I watched this going, is this a repeat or something I've never seen before? No, it wasn't. I was watching it live. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe what I was seeing.
I'm saying it's 2012?
2012. No. So I think 2017 or 2018.
Really?
So I'm going to go 2017.
The year, to make it 5-all, the year was 2016.
So close.
So the final scores:
Chris 4, Scott 5.
Yes, and I'm getting that spa voucher. So when I can go back to the spa, I'm going to use your voucher. Expires the end of the year. I've already checked. And that was today's Don't Look It Up. I hope you didn't use the internet, because you know how I feel about that. Yeah, it makes me really mad.
One, the Scott Mills Daily.
Amanda's been on. She's been playing the quiz every day from North Walsham. Her daughter Millie has won the last 2 days' quizzes. But Amanda won today, and Millie's being really salty about it, to be honest.
That's like you. Like, you're so happy when you win the quiz, but you're the polar opposite when you lose it. It gets awkward here.
Shout out to Mark.
You're really bad at that, by the way. You do get salty.
Shout out to Mark, who has narrowly escaped having to have a mullet from his friend Melanie, because he won the quiz today.
Well, little update as well, Scott, because we shouldn't forget this from yesterday. We are planning on shaving when this is all over, one of the hairiest members of our team here. And we need to remember that. I worry that already a day in we're slightly forgetting, but we are going to shear him.
There'll be so much hair.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm going to fill my new duvet with that. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Is it your birthday today?
It is my birthday, yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I bet you're doing loads and loads of stuff to celebrate.
Oh, so much.
Yeah.
So much.
Are you staying in?
in party for two.
Okay, so what have you done with your birthday, your special day today?
Well, I've had a day off work. Actually, we went for a walk, so that was quite nice. come home and just gonna chill really.
Yeah, same as me.
Have a chilled one. Yeah, have a chilled one.
Chilled one. Yeah, I'm just gonna have a bit of a party, I think. Yeah.
There will never be a time again, I don't think, or I hope, where when you ask someone what they've done with their day, everyone's answer is exactly the same. Went for a walk and then chilled. That's it. Worked from home. Everyone's answer is exactly the same. Like, for the first time and the last time ever.
We're all sort of just getting on with this now. It's like this new normal. What have you been up to? Ah, yeah, just been at home. It's like, this is... 2 weeks ago, this was not the case,
no.
Everyone.
And also, I listened back to the show yesterday and there was, like, some throwaway comment that I made, like, shout out to Gareth, who's in self-isolation in Bristol. That's completely... that's now a completely normal thing to say.
Exactly, yeah, we're all just cracking on with this.
That's mad!
It's so British.
Think
I love
about
it.
That.
Think I love it.
I just did a shout out for someone who's self-isolating.
But keep going, everyone. Do the right thing.
Honestly,
let's do this.
Stay at home. But I'm just saying, it's a madness. Okay, just wanted to check in with that and just make sure everyone was on the same page. Yeah. Okay, Becky, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Nikki.
Sorry, it's been a long day. Nikki, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Chris, normally.
Okay. All right, so let's see where we're at today. Chris,
who's going
first?
Me go first. OK, Nikki, happy birthday. I hope you choose my banger.
Everybody get in your position.
Ooh.
Pay attention.
This is Swedish House Mafia, Tiny Temper, Miami to Ibiza.
Oh, yeah, love it.
I feel that I'm now slightly on the back foot because I did get your name wrong, but here's my banger anyway. This is it.
Good one too.
Nikki, this is Sam Sparrow, Black and Gold.
Do you know what? I think I'm gonna have to go with you, Scott, this time.
Are you?
What?
Yeah, sorry, Chris.
What?
It is a tune.
It is a tune.
You've ruined my bangers. So you could have the money. You have all the grace and decorum of a reversing dump truck.
But happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nikki.
Oh, thanks.
Next to you, black and gold, black and gold, black and gold.
Sparrow with Black and Gold on Radio 1.
He's not well known enough to be just Sparrow, surely.
Not like Styles, is it?
It's not the same.
Sparrow there. You know that Assam Chowdhury, who plays Chabuddy G, has already done a Corona version of the Come Dine With Me rant?
Oh, the sad little loser, or whatever
Jane,
it is. Yeah.
You sad little loser, Jane.
Congratulations, COVID-19. You've won. Enjoy the lockdown. I hope it makes you very happy. Dear Lord, what a sad little virus. You ruined my summer completely so you could have your lockdown. Well, I hope now you can mutate some grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Got some big news, guys. From next week, you get an extra hour of me and him.
Yes, sir.
That's right, 11 till 3 from next week. So you got Greg, and then it's me and him between 11 and 3. 4 hours every day, Monday to Thursday. This is our new Corona time. And then the week after, Monday to Thursday, you get not one, not two, not three, but 4 hours of Clara Ampho. I've never worked on a rota system before.
Yes,
we're
on a rota, people. So bear with us. Basically, we're on next week, extra hour, 11 till 3. And then we're off for a week, and then we're back on the week after. It's going to work like that for a little bit.
Yeah, and repeat until we're out of this big mess. Right, so that's our new time. Just wanted to let you know, 11 till 3. Join us just after Greg next week, Monday to Thursday, week after Clara, week after us, then Clara, then us, until who knows? But that's our big news, guys. I tried to make it more exciting with the music. 11 till 3 next week.
Scott Mills.
I'm back tomorrow with the official chart from 4, the UK's biggest hits, and Mabel will be joining me. And me and Chris are on next week from 11 till 3.